The ticket.
All right, so we are live here in San Francisco, day number one of the Super Bowl. Always excited to be out wherever the Super Bowl will have us. And this year we are in what Mark Twain called...
What?
He said the coldest winter I ever felt was my summer in San Francisco.
You're right, and it is Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day, and it's weirdly hot. So I was here in August, and I swear it was 25 degrees colder here in August than it is now.
Dang.
It's so weird. Dude, it's warm here. Well, so armed with that information, I was actually really scared going into the Picks with Friends payoff that I was just going to be freezing the whole time. You know, be in some T-shirt or whatever.
You're scared?
I'm going to beat your ass and take that toque off your head and shove it up your ass.
What do you mean by scared?
I don't know, man.
Like war?
Yeah, like war. This was like war.
We might be invaded?
Yeah.
Or disease?
Well, that's...
Is this a lot like a terminal disease?
I feel good about San Francisco because, you know, back in the day, the military, of course, built Alcatraz as not a prison, but that was a military outpost to guard from the people attacking the city.
Yes.
As was the area right on the, what would that be, the west side, east side of the Bay Bridge. There was another army outpost. Anyway, so back to Picks with Friends. Today was supposed to be the Matt McLaren duct tape pants, in which he took a pair of pants and wrapped yellow duct tape and then orange duct tape on either leg, and it looks like something from the 80s, like some sort of space age thing from the 80s that they would have put Michael J. Fox in and Back to the Future. It's ridiculous. And so I went to put those pants on today, and I literally could not get them over my thighs.
I told you to stop eating last night.
Yeah, I'm just...
So you're just that much more swole.
So much lasagna.
McLaren.
Well, I can't figure it out, and I texted Matt. I was pretty pissed off. I'm like, you bought me toddler pants. Like,
I
we went over all this.
He had them on.
Well, and that's... He texted me back. I put those on.
And I looked at them when I got them, and they were 34 waist.
Okay,
but
so...
But they must be, skinny, slim cut that they just can't...
I mean, like,
get
literally,
over
I can't pull them up over
your,
my thighs.
Your massive hamstring.
Well, yeah. You're letting a lot of people down, is what's happening.
Well...
A lot of people...
So is he going to make some new duct tape pants for you?
I don't know what he's going to do. I'm going to try to... And I'll even do this in front of an audience to make sure that you
realize...
Yeah,
because that was my question at lunch.
Dude, I'm not trying to get out of anything. You know that.
Yeah, well, you didn't have an eyewitness, so...
Well, I didn't invite people to come dress. I didn't want to play dress.
I want to make sure that you are
Dave, will you
fainting.
Come to my room? I'm about to get dressed.
Again.
Oh, they just don't fit. I just can't even get them on.
Oh, I did feel like one of those fat cowgirls that are shoving their leather pants on the bed. And
yeah, maybe you just need to try harder.
Yeah, like they've got the pliers trying to zip it up.
Maybe we need some cowgirls to show you how it's done.
Maybe you need to be like Ross Geller and put some lotion on your legs.
Don't you have to sort of human worm your way in there?
Remember the Friends episode when he wore leather pants?
I don't know. I don't want to put butter or lotion on my legs to get the pants on.
Yay.
And I can't imagine Matt is that. I mean, I know he's skinny and skinny legs and all that, but I can't believe he's able to put these on. And he's like 6'3", right? Like, he's a tall dude. Does he have like tiny Fred Flintstone legs?
I don't know. We're all very, very curious about
all right, well,
what's going on.
I'll tell you
on.
What. I will have
a lot of people very bummed right now.
I'm wearing, okay. I'm going to kick your ass, too. I just want both of you to know you're both now in my line of fire.
No, with your tight pants on.
Yeah. So we pivoted, and I called it a panic. I called both you guys.
Your press sticker is coming off your lapel.
Well, again, this is not my problem. And so Bob goes, well, wear the George outfit. And so the George outfit is the most mismatched polyester plaid pants and jacket that you can ever have.
But because Corby's Corby, walking right next to him down the streets of San Francisco, nobody bats an eye.
No.
You guys are crazy.
Snake.
Like, wow, look at this stylish guy. He's like...
He's so ahead.
He's so fashion forward, I don't even understand it.
Right, they're all rushing out to get themselves new clothes.
But you do look like a guy who would be setting trends. And therefore, like one person did a double take and said something to you.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
He said, "You looking sharp, bro."
Like one person in San Francisco had the confidence to realize that Corby is not like a fashionista who is just setting the trends, and those of us in hoodies can't understand what language you speak.
Well, I really can't wait until Coonskin Cap Day, because that's really the telltale sign of it all. Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Table one.
How you doing? That's number
right.
one, number one. Because what if, and Lando sent us a picture today. Where yes. were you, dude, when you saw a guy wearing a coonskin cap? Did we lose Lando?
Lando's out of the room, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Well,
yeah,
way,
but he sent
way
us,
to participate in the show.
Way to go, Lando. So, yeah, he sent us all a picture, though, of a guy, like, at Target or somewhere wearing a coonskin cap.
Because it's a little chilly today. What better way to keep your head warm?
Yeah, and that's my
with
update.
With the help of a coonskin.
You said that weird
cap.
I don't like the way you talk.
Well, it's an awkward title of a hat.
It is.
That's my picks with friends bet payoff update. Is the overalls that I ordered over a week and a half ago. They finally are being delivered to my house today. They were delayed almost a week by the winter weather.
Yeah.
And it would be more expensive to have them shipped here than to just go on website and have a new pair delivered to the hotel.
Yeah.
However, I found out today that having a package delivered to the hotel requires a minimum of a $2 handling fee.
I'll pay the $2. If you're worried about that, I got the $2 covered.
Just charge it to Corby's room.
Yeah.
By the way, perusing San Francisco and walking by, like, the big Levi's store.
They did have overalls at the Levi's store, but I was not going to pay $120.
Can't you just buy them? I can wear them, and you can return them?
Couldn't you just get Corby the finest overalls money can buy?
It's a like pretty good idea.
Free.
It's a pretty good idea.
But here's my question. How is Levi's doing so well that they can afford the naming rights of the 49ers stadium? Like, are we at such peak Levi's popularity?
I thought Levi's was a very Texas-y thing. I didn't realize that it was so big out here.
Is this the birthplace
of
Levi's?
Yeah, they're made out there.
This is where they originated.
Yeah, but I mean, still.
Is this where Ted Levi and his wife settled?
Levi and Wrangler were both like kind of,
no,
I don't know.
Levi's they invented for guys panning for the good gold.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I didn't know jeans, though, were doing so well that we're getting naming rights to stadiums alongside, like, banks and airlines and all these things.
Well, like
crypto bros.
Yeah.
You went into the Levi's store yesterday, and we saw that it's not just jeans. I just thought Levi's was jeans, but it's like a Gap in there. Like, they got all sorts of stuff.
They have jeans, and they have jean jackets.
Oh, everything's made of jeans.
And, well, and this was also their flagship store, so they had, like, tailors up in the front so you can get custom.
Like Duran Duran was up there.
No, not
those two brothers.
Not the tailors from Duran Duran. But
49ers,
you could get alterations or custom pairs of pants right there.
Have you guys been to Land's End out here? Not the store, the actual place called Land's End.
Wow. This will be a great transcript.
Yeah.
No, I've been to Land's End, the store, but I haven't been to Land's End.
Okay, well, that's named after Land's End, an actual area. An outdoor area on the coast of San Francisco.
I had no idea.
On the northern edge, I do believe. Have you been out there before?
No.
I think one morning,
Will you take us?
I will. I will squire you about to Land's End because...
Duct tape pants?
A little early for that. But, yeah, I think that we all deserve a trip out there. I think you guys would be blown away. There's certain little pockets of San Francisco that are stereotypical, like the bridge and all that. And then there's others that people don't really go to that much.
Where can I go to feel beautiful and feel good about myself?
Land's End. Or we could make the trek across the bridge and go to Muir Woods. Have you done Muir Woods? With the giant
I have done Muir Woods.
With the giant redwoods?
I'm more interested in a bar where there would be people there that would appreciate me as the bear that I am.
Okay, we'll find you that, too. We'll...
Muir Woods rules.
I know. It's really, really cool.
Although I was told those aren't the real redwoods.
That's north.
There are even bigger redwoods
if
you go north.
All right, so yeah, day one, I'm in the Dunham plaid polyester outfit. So, yeah.
With classic sportscaster.
Classic sportscaster with a Dallas Byrne T-shirt that I guess his son had.
It's a signed jersey, original OG.
Yeah.
It's a kit.
I wonder if all these guys hit on my wife that one night.
Yeah, they were part of the train.
Dave, the train of hitting on her.
Yes.
That slut that I married.
Yes.
Goodness.
Right.
There's just
I don't like
clear,
his, comfort
all involved.
His comfortability with just all of it. He's just whatever, man.